listening to FBC Perspective, a podcast from First Baptist Church, Kelowna.
Hello from First Baptist Church in Kelowna. This is Pastor Kevin Green. I'm your host. I'd like to welcome you to our Perspectives podcast, where we talk about things that help us live better lives. Our guest today is James Perreault. James is a campus pastor at UBC Okanagan with an organization called UCM. James, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Kevin.
You know, James, with all this stuff happening, all this isolation and COVID-19 restrictions, I think a lot of stuff has changed on the campus for you. But before we get into that, I wonder if you can tell me a bit about what UCM is and what it's about.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. So UCM stands for University Christian Ministry, and which just really means we're an on-campus Christian community at UBCO.
And you are a campus pastor, is that what they call you?
Yeah, that's one of my titles, campus pastor. Sometimes in the, I'll say campus minister or chaplain for old school people to kind of get the sense of what we're doing up there.
So what are you doing up there? What's the objective of UCM?
Well, so you have to understand that about 75% of students who live, who attend UBCO aren't from Kelowna. And so that's a big part of our mission, is just to reach students who aren't from here. They're landing in Kelowna for their first time in their first year. And we're trying to reach out to these new and returning students. We extend hospitality and we invite them to our Christian community. And our hope is that they would grow in knowing Jesus. And we try to equip them to live out their faith through what they're studying and where they are right now and like where God will take them in the future.
James, I remember when I first met you, you helped me, invited me up to participate in a thing called Red Frogs. Can you tell us a bit about Red Frogs?
Yeah, you took that on. You came out at late at night and came for my pastor's tour. So Red Frogs is one of the ways that we've tried to engage in serving the campus and just try to love on our, student neighbors, and particularly in the issue of party culture and kind of reducing harm. And so this wasn't, this is something that took a while to develop, but we're at the point where we kind of get invited to large scale parties on campus, and we provide hydration and extra sets of hands to sort of like help people. We walk people home, we provide food. And really, we're just trying to like be a presence where students can kind of pull away from the party and chill out and hopefully kind of be able to make better decisions about right. about their night, right?
So, yeah. So what is it about your job that you like?
Oh, man. I've been doing this for 16 years now. Okay.
Wow.
I have to like it to do it this long, right? For me, like university was a critical time in my life where I really kind of came to a better understanding about my faith and trying to live out my faith while I was, a university student. And it was really in the context of, university where I grew and kind of understood what it meant to be a disciple of Jesus. And I think for me, the reason why I love it so much is because I see that for young adults. Like so many young adults are at this crossroads in their life, a time when they get to decide like who they're going to be, like what, where they're going, and, and faith and their spiritual lives play a big part of that. And so I love hanging out with university students, young adults, and walking with them in this like really, really critical season. The other thing too is like young adults are just, they're so idealistic. They're young, they haven't made a lot of mistakes yet. And so they're very idealistic, and I love being around, people of faith who just believe that, that God can do amazing things in this world. And they are very much are thinking about, and what we're trying to do is help them think about their vocations and their calling and the gifts that God has given them and how they can then affect this world for change through their faith in that way. So yeah, it's fun, man. It's really fun.
So James, before all of this social distancing, physical distancing, and all of these restrictions, could you walk us through what a typical day would look like for you up at the campus?
Yeah, I don't have a typical day. That's sometimes frustrating because it's all over the place. But I mean, to give you the big picture, like we have a worship gathering, a weekly worship gathering on campus. And so students come to that. It's very student led. And, you know, I'll speak and I'll have guest speakers, and you came one time. And but throughout the week, we encourage students to study scripture and meet for, you know, for a sense of belonging in small groups. And then our third thing is that we encourage students to reach out to their peers. And so that might look like giving away free stuff, serving the campus, or maybe just tabling and inviting people to the things that we're doing. So for my job as a director, I just give oversight to that. I give vision, you know, to our staff and to our student leaders. I spend a lot of my time training and mentoring students. Spend a lot of time having coffees, you know, Starbucks, Tim Hortons, hanging out with students in cafeterias. And occasionally I get the privilege, you know, because I've been on campus as long as I have, I get invited to some administrative and student union kind of committees where we're talking about the health and wellness of the campus. And, you know, like right now we're trying to establish a multi-faith center on campus. So sometimes I, you know, get to sit in those circles too.
So James, you know, a lot of the stuff that you're talking about is really personal. You talked about hanging out with, walking with, all these things are, you're being in the same space with people. And yeah. I wonder if you can talk about how things have changed in your ministry and at the campus in general since all of these COVID-19 restrictions have come into effect.
Yeah, that's actually been the hardest thing. Like I think right away we were like, how do we be an on-campus ministry when we can't be on campus? Some of our deep values is the sense of presence and being with people. And you know, to be theological, I'd say like we're very incarnational. And yeah, so that was the first thing. I was like, oh, we're gonna have to be doing things like through Zoom calls and phone calls and, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah.
So you talked about the students also reaching out to their peers. Do you have any reports about how that's changed for them? Are they reaching out through different ways, or what's the challenges around that for them now?
Yeah, I think for them, that's also been harder for them to adapt to. We are trying to adapt as leaders and try to say, hey, we need to check in on students and see how they're doing. For us, this came at an interesting time too. I mean, partly thankful for the timing because it was near the end of term. And, you know, it was near the, you know, students were heading into exams. They're finishing their last couple weeks of school and then heading into exams. But that's been, I mean, that was what hit students hard. I think a lot of students were very anxious, were, you know, anxiety levels were up, isolation, not great for study habits. You think it would be, you think, oh, good, they could just study on their own, but, you know, pure isolation, not really good, not having their peers to kind of cheer each other on. I think of the number of study groups that students have when they're preparing for exams and the help that they would give each other. And then think of the anxiety too for graduating students. Like a lot of our students were, you know, we celebrated 18 students who are graduating from our ministry, and that's 18 students who were left kind of wondering what's my first job going to look like? Can I even get a job? And what does that look like? So it's been tough. And I think it's been, you know, I definitely don't want to downplay it. Like I think it's been hard on a lot of students in figuring that out. And, you know, yeah.
So it sounds like you're saying there are like challenges for mental health, maybe physical health and spiritual health as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And have you I've kind of put you on a spot a bit with this question, but has UCM been able to respond to that in any way, or is that just a challenge that you're still trying to figure out?
Yeah, I'd say like good, you know, some good stories and some like challenges. Like, yeah, for us, because we are a ministry that's about people and relationships, we just kind of started the phone tree, you know, like, hey, you call three people and ask them to call three people. And you kind of go down that road of encouraging others to connect and care for each other. And, you know, I think our church, you know, First Baptist was doing a lot of that kind of work too, right? Of like, hey, how do we check in on our people and how do we encourage, you know, obviously you and Carly can't be the only ones doing that, right? You gotta empower your people. And in some ways it's sort of a test too of like what you've already been doing. Like in a lot of ways, we were actually, you know, it's really funny, Kevin. Our last series on campus was a series about friendship. And in this series, we were talking about how important it is to develop caring and loving and supportive friendships now, because hard times will come, but you want to develop those relationships now. So when hard times come, you have people in your life. And then all of a sudden, boom, our ministry got shut down. Our small groups closed. And it was like, wow, yeah, if you haven't developed caring and loving relationships, if you don't have if you aren't part of a community of faith, like, you know, it's so much harder right now to do that, right? And so in some ways it becomes a test of what you've already developed, and in other ways, yeah, it's a challenge, right?
So James, is what I understand about your ministry that's unique and probably exciting is the cycle of every 4 years you probably have a new crop. And I'm just wondering how it's affecting you relationally with these students that you might not actually get to see before they move on. I mean, that must be pretty difficult.
Yeah. I mean, it's the bittersweet thing of doing campus ministry. Every year there's new students, and so that's exciting. But every year you're saying goodbyes. And this year was a big one. It was our biggest graduating class so far. But we tried to do some of the things that would have already planned to do. So we had asked friends of the students who are graduating to do a video speech for them. And that's how we did our celebration for our year-end celebration. We did an online Zoom call, and we had lined up all these videos. All these videos were created, and we just played these, you know, different videos of students sort of saying loving and you know, funny jokes and stories about their peers. And so we tried to celebrate them that way. And I mean, you do what you can, right? So like Zoom calls and online streaming and these kind of things have been helpful for us to at least try to connect and have some sense of community, you know, conclusion to the end of the year. So.
Well, it sounds like there's been a lot of challenges, and I think we can all relate to the amount of challenges that you've faced this year. But what surprises have happened this year? Like, has anything surprised you that's been kind of exciting or fresh or new?
Yeah, I mean, like for me, we always try to be adaptable. Like our ministry, you know, we're an on-campus, you know, missional type ministry. So we, you know, it's deep in our DNA to be adaptable. And I've been doing this long enough that I, you know, sometimes I'm not. I kind of just want to keep doing the same things that we do. But we had to adjust. And so in April, we just thought, well, normally our normal rhythm is just to take a break during exams because students are pretty focused on studying. And, you know, we'll meet up for the occasional coffee here or there, but we shut down all of our gatherings and all of our groups. Well, a couple of weeks into COVID, and we just realized, no, like students need connection and they need some points to see other people and be encouraged. So we started doing some programming through exams, and we just said, hey, we're gonna do something every single day. And so we experimented with a bunch of different things. We did a noon hour, lunch hour hangout on Zoom. So that's all it was come on the call and people would be eating their lunches and you can chat. We did a prayer meeting, a weekly prayer meeting. We offered a couple groups, just, you know, drop-in groups so people could come and we would study some type of, you know, a lesson that would help them in their faith. And then we had some games nights as well. And, you know, what was interesting was that which students kind of came to that and the students that needed it. And, you know, one thing that was surprising was like a couple of students came to every single event we did. And the kind of comments they were sharing was like, hey, this is really just like, it gave me sanity. It was really nice to have something every day that I could check in with others because I'm quite alone right now. And so what really surprised me was normally when we scatter, our response ended up being, well, we need to gather. And so that's been good. Yeah.
So James, for our listeners who might be students or maybe be parents of students, do you have any advice for them to get through this season?
Well, I think I would say this too, is that we can't kind of think that right now is just this gap time that we need to get through. And, you know, that's so true in our lives, right? Like we have lots of times in our lives where we hit difficult seasons or whatever. And if I learn anything, like God is in everything. Like the Spirit has an intention with us every day. And if we're willing to listen, if we're willing to hear what the Spirit is saying, then we have an opportunity to walk more fully in the way that Christ would want us to walk, right? And so here we are in this weird season that we don't know how long it is. And it's easy to kind of put your head down and just say, hey, let's just try to endure this. But I really believe like there's going to be lots of fruit from what, you know, what this season is and what we have to learn about right now. And I mean, you and I were just talking about, you know, small groups and, you know, that sort of thing within the church. And part of me is like, this is real right now. Like this is what you and I are meeting on Zoom. It's not fake. This is real. It's not ideal. It's not what we would like. We'd like to be in person, but it's a time and an opportunity right now. And I think we can seize it. It just might look just different.
Right.
And it might breed, you know, different opportunities of fruitfulness right now than we'd think. So,
It sounds like part of what you're saying is just like, don't live in the future, but be present now to what's happening in your life and be attentive to what God's doing right now instead of zipping past it, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And what are some things you're thankful for in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, personally, like, I mean, we've been talking a lot about UCM right now, but in campus ministry, but like personally, for me, it was near the end of the semester. And so normally I have that rhythm of like rush during the school term and then rest when we have these gaps between terms. And for me personally, I was like, I really enjoyed the lack of social commitments that I had to make. I was using the language forced Sabbath and just having like really good quality family time right now. Like I'm so involved in my students, my kids' school. You know, like we have to, we're like, suddenly they're teachers now. and so that's been great. And I'm thankful for that. And the simplicity too of right now, like we can't be consumers and, you know, go and do whatever we like impulsively, whenever we want. And we have to be a bit more conservative in purchases and going out, but that's allowed. That simplicity is sometimes, I think we yearn for that in our such a busy culture. And then, hey, Kev, you follow me on Strava. I've been getting on my bike a lot more, which is nice. I miss basketball. That's the biggest thing I miss right now. I miss my friends who I play basketball with and that sport. But so I've had to do the solo sport of just hopping on the bike. So.
And in case you don't know what Strava is this app that tracks your running or biking or other things that you can follow your friends and see how fast they're going. So that's what he's talking about, and that's been fun. What are some ways, James, that we can support UCM or you in particular at this time?
You know, I always covet your prayers. And for me, prayer, like, I mean, sometimes we say that, and what does that mean? But like, I think part of that means like checking in, how are you doing? You know, finding out how you're doing. I think in some ways right now we kind of get used to the isolation and maybe we're not calling each other or talking to each other. And, you know, I honestly do feel that in my life, it's definitely feel less connected. So A, you could pray for me. B, you know, financial support is huge right now because some people, as we know, aren't, you know, this has affected their work. And so, you know, we rely on donations to do what we do. And that's going to affect some people's donations and ability to give. So for the people who are able to give now, like maybe this is something that you consider giving extra. And as we know, we're going to experience some people who are not able to give at this time. So
So James, for those listeners that we have who this might be their first time hearing about UCM and may not know you, what are two things that they can pray for in particular, not knowing you personally and not knowing much about UCM?
Well, as you've kind of been listening, like I would say pray for the, you know, the mental health of students and their wellness right now, because I think this has been challenging. And I think a lot of students are trying to figure out jobs. So that's another thing you could pray for them is like summer work. And, you know, for them, that's about hope to, you know, what their next year is. And then me personally, yeah, just like pray for me as I don't get Zoom fatigued as I'm on these devices every day. But.
Well, James, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on our Perspectives podcast. It's been great having you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kev. This has been fun.
So, hey, thank you for listening. And I hope that you feel better equipped to deal with life than you did before. It's been great to talk about things that help us live better lives. And I look forward to connecting with you on our next podcast. Until next time, keep the faith and live in hope.
Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe so that you can catch all our future episodes. You can search for us as FBC Perspective on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.